Welcome to the Semantic Mastery Podcast, where we answer SEO and marketing questions that help you increase revenue and save time. Be sure to visit semanticmastery.com/humpday, where we answer live questions every week at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just go to semanticmastery.com/humpday and put your SEO and marketing question onto the event page. First come, first serve. All right, let's get started. Hey everybody, I'm Adam, and welcome to episode 55 of the Semantic Mastery Podcast. With me, as always, is Hernan. How's it going, man?
Hey Adam, hey everyone. It's really, really good to be here. I miss you, I miss Panama, but it's good to be back in the green. Yeah, we have a ton of good stuff going on, and that would be my intro for the day.
Yeah, me trying to learn Spanish, so it's like, sadly, I actually learned some way back in high school, and I'm going to try to get a little bit better than the horrible stuff or non-recorded.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to edit it. The episode, I'm going to put what you say here.
Awesome.
And then we can continue.
Thank you.
We can keep on going the conversation. No, go. No problem.
Through the magic of editing. Yeah. Cuba Libre. All right. Well, you know, we've been talking a lot about lead gen, and part of this was because of Local Kingpin product came out through Mastery PR. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to localkingpin.com. It's pretty cool. So it's just using AdWords and using that for on-demand traffic generation in the local sense. And so we've talked about that and then kind of doing different things on a national level. But one question we get asked a lot is about Facebook advertising and how we can use that. And Hernan, being our resident expert on Facebook advertising, I personally wanted to ask him a little bit about this and what his thoughts were as far as using Facebook for local advertising. So Hernan, what are your thoughts on this? Because I haven't used Facebook for anything local, and I've had no experience with it.
Right, right. Well, first off, I would think that expert would be pushing it. But the reality is that, yeah, I've been taking care of Facebook ads for Semantic Mastery and a bunch of other companies for the past 18 months or something. But here's the deal, and it's funny because previous the podcast, we were having this conversation about in Panama too, about launching a Facebook for local course, which is a great way of getting local leads into your pipeline. And funny enough, you know, Facebook has been growing and evolving as a platform, as an advertising platform, for quite a while now. And the reality that I think that 2 days ago, it launched yet another update to its algorithm, which will allow you to be much more specific when it comes to lead generation for local. Because right now, what you can track is offline conversions. By offline conversions is, you know, a call or, you know, somebody visiting your store, like in person. Those are considered offline conversions, and you can set those up. Of course, you will have to integrate them with the online side of things, you know, saying, okay, this has been a conversion, you know, this has been a call, etc.
Yeah, so I'm curious about that. How do you do that, like on offline? Like, how do you tie that together and how do you close the loop? Like, can you give me an example?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, you will need to complete some kind of spreadsheet or getting people to visit a website. That's what I'm saying. That
gotcha.
Okay. You need to tie them both together, but it's only about saying your guy that's picking up the phone or your call center. Okay, once we have a lead here, just go to the website or fill up a form or whatever, you know? That will be considered an offline conversions in terms of Facebook. So that's that. The other thing, the other recent quote-unquote development for Facebook ads has been the messenger ads, which is, do you have questions? You need a plumber near your area? You know, you got locked out of your actual house. You can serve ads and people can actually start chatting with you, you know, on Facebook. So instead of sending them somewhere else, you can kickstart a messenger campaign. That is, they click on the ad and a messenger pops up, you know, a messenger window pops up.
So what would that require in your mind? Like, can you set things up so it's automated, or do you need to have like a secretary like answering these, or do you need to be ready to, you know, pull out your phone and answer somebody? Do you know how that works?
Yeah, you can do both actually. And there's a bunch of messenger bots right now being created. They're really, really intelligent, and they are becoming more and more intelligent. So you can have a completely automated chat that will end up as an actual call, you know, as an actual closing the loop. mostly in terms of like an emergency, you know, a plumbing emergency or a locksmith emergency, those kind of things where people are actually looking for solutions right now, right there and then. On those cases, it will be more helpful to you to be there, you know, to be actually there and, you know, maybe turn off the campaign at all when you're not available or have a some sort of other call to action. Now, with that said, those are like the two major developments that will make local lead gen much easier at the time of recording this podcast, of course. But one of the things that you need to have in mind is that the reality is that the way I see it is not that different. Launching a local ads campaign within Facebook is not that different as launching a digital product campaign or a lead gen campaign for a webinar or whatever, or a service campaign. Because you need to be really, you need to really dial in your targeting, you know. It will include much more dialing down your demographics and people within your area and those kind of things, but it's kind of a more evergreen campaign so that people, whenever they need a plumber, they will have you in mind. You know what I mean? And you can combine this with some other stuff, like as we teach on local campaign, you know, building a relationship with them. But the reality is that the way I see it is that you need to be present, you need to be there, and you need to be targeting, of course, your local area as much as possible. And then you can use Facebook Audience Insights, or, you know, the way Facebook works is that it will allow you to target household income, for example. Or are they owners? Are they renting? Do they have kids? What kind of vehicle they drive? And it has been around for quite a while now, but that's another targeting layer that you can add on top of whatever you're doing to dial down what you're trying to do with your local campaign.
Definitely, definitely cool. Yeah, something I hadn't thought about was kind of using the brand recognition in the local sense. And I think that's a great idea. Is definitely, you want to be in somebody's head before they're looking, you know, and if you can do that probably for a very low cost, I would imagine, you know, if you're targeting that local area, and you can just have something, you know, either some sort of some businesses might be harder, but some sort of a call to action or a lead magnet and help people or give them information before they even need you. And then they're going to see you, you know, you can pixel them or do whatever. So,
cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reality is that one more thing that I wanted to add is that you need to know where you're advertising. On AdWords, or what we show on local campaign with AdWords, is much more a query-based search. That is, you know, people are actually looking for your service right now and they have a need to, you know, they have a need right there and then. On Facebook, you need to understand, and this is for local, but in general, you need to understand that they are there not to purchase anything, but to hang out, you know, to see pictures of their friends, you know, to chat with people, etc. Unless, you know, they are marketers. If they are marketers, of course, they are hanging out, but also purchasing things and maybe trying to advertise. But the point is that normal, quote unquote, people will be on Facebook in terms of a social network. And you need to approach whatever kind of advertising you're doing on Facebook in a social way. That's what I'm saying, that having a brand recognition, be there on their minds, you know, being positioned yourself as your friendly neighborhood, I don't know, plumber or something like that, will help you a ton when it comes to people actually needing to pull the trigger. So you have a bunch of tools right now that you can start using, but the main point here is that you start somewhere and you start using them, and do not be afraid of using Facebook for local. And hopefully we will be diving into that much more over the next couple of weeks, maybe coming up with a course. We'll see how it goes, because we have a ton of things going on, but that's part of the plan. So
awesome. All right, well, hey, I think this is going to wrap it up for today, and hopefully everybody can join us next week as we tackle some more subjects. So Hernan, as always, thanks for being on the show with me and driving the ship today, because I definitely couldn't have talked about this. So thank you very much, and we'll see everybody next week.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.